Previously on Gilmore Girls.
She's not here yet.
All right. Well, you'll have to entertain me until she arrives. Okay, Burger Boy, dance.
Will you marry me?
What?
Just looking for something to shut you up.
Well, I actually thought you'd like to go with me.
You did not.
Well, I did too.
You did not, because you are not stupid.
Why, thank you.
Slimy and Weasley, yes, but stupid, no.
He was totally nice to you, and you couldn't be a bigger jerk.
You like Tristan so much, you go out with him.
What did you do?
You wanted something festive.
You made me a Santa burger.
It's no big deal.
No one has ever made me something quite this disgusting before.
Oh, so you're the big, strong protector? Little princess needs a protector.
What's your problem, man?
Nothing. Just don't like your girlfriend, that's all.
Doesn't look that way to me.
Were you on a date?
What?
You have an escort.
No, it's Luke, Mom.
Which is her way of saying we weren't on a date.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean it like that.
You don't want to fight me, Tristan! Why not? Because I'll kill you, idiots!
So what exactly is going on between the two of you?
We're friends, that's it.
You're idiots. The both of you.
He has a thing for you.
No, he doesn't. It's just a game to him or something.
He has a thing for you.
He does nothing but insult me and make me miserable.
He has a thing for you.
Absolutely nothing.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry. I'm looking, but there is nothing in here.
Oh, you're kidding, right?
No, everything in here I wear.
What?
I do. There's nothing to give up.
The red and black halter top.
Oh, no.
Why?
It's a classic.
It's got rhinestones and zebra stripes on it.
So?
Tassels.
Yes.
It has tassels, Mom.
Okay, I've had this since I was 17.
Okay, I'm sorry. Did I mention the tassels?
You are heartless and unsentimental.
And you are a hopeless pack rat.
I don't understand why I have to uproot my happy family of clothing anyway.
Because it's a charity rummage sale.
I know.
That you helped organize.
Okay.
And volunteered to run.
It was very, very hot in that room that day. I was dehydrated. They could have talked me into anything.
It was your idea.
Okay, I'm a very sick woman, and that should be apparent to anyone.
Okay, get out of the way.
What are you doing?
Step away from the closet, please.
Oh, this is so unfair. Oh, no, not that whole chunk. Just take, okay, take that. That's ugly. Just that one. No,
Okay, now all of this goes. I want you to come over here to this dresser, open up the top drawer, and take out everything that you'd be embarrassed to be wearing during a car accident. Meet me downstairs. Move!
If you're out on the road, feeling lonely and so cold, all you have to do is call my name and I'll be there on the next train. Where you lead, I will follow anywhere. You tell me to. If you need, me to be with you, I will follow. Oh, oh, where you lead, I will follow. Anywhere that you tell me to. If you need, me to be with you, I will follow. Where you lead.
Sweater.
Over here.
Jeans. In back of you. A big furry purple thing that could either be a hat, a toilet paper cover, or some kind of dirty hand puppet.
Mystery box on the left.
Hey.
Hey, Luke.
Where do you want these?
What do you have?
Clothes, rags, and some old pots and pans.
Kitchenware can go in the kitchen, and clothes can go right over there.
Okay.
Here, Grinch.
Thank you.
Who wants cheese?
Are there crackers?
Somewhere in the state of Connecticut, yes, there are crackers.
And in the Gilmore house?
Who wants cheese?
Me, please. Kittens in the toilet poster.
Another one?
This one's signed.
I was a man in my kitchen. Somebody call the constable.
Your mom's a fruitcake.
Fruitcake's by the door, please.
Goodbye, Rory. I wish you luck with everything.
I appreciate that.
Okay, so, rummage sale Sunday. Today's Tuesday. At this rate, we are going to be sleeping in the yard by Thursday. We've got to start getting some of this stuff out of the living room.
Hello?
Go away.
I have a full set of dishes.
Come on in, Taylor.
Oh, dishes in the kitchen, please.
Okay, but I have to explain something first.
Fine, go ahead.
The butter dish has a small chip in it.
Safety tip, got it.
It's fine. I file down the chip, and if you place it strategically on the table, nobody will ever know.
Taylor, would you like to write out some sort of instruction manual to go with the dishes?
Oh, could I?
Notepads in the kitchen. nice.
Put that back.
But it has rhinestones on it.
The point of this is to get crap out of here, not trade it in for new crap.
Okay, are you seeing this?
Yes, I am.
No, I don't think you are, because if you were seeing this, you would see that this obviously has Lorelei written all over it.
Fine. We'll just get rid of it next year, so.
Thank you.
Okay, you guys are gonna love me.
We already love you.
No, I mean, you're gonna really love me.
We do.
Trust me, you guys are gonna so love me.
Okay, the love is starting to fade now, Suki.
I have here in my hand, as requested by Ms. Lorelei Gilmore, 4 fabulous tickets to the Bengals at the Pastorelli Theater on Saturday.
What?
No.
You love me? Oh, baby, do I.
Are these good seats? These look like good seats. 9th row aisle.
I can't believe you got me my tickets. How did you score these?
Remember the Burn Bomb wedding?
Fiji Fantasy?
Yes. They were so thrilled with the volcano wedding cake that they wanted to do something nice for me. And since Mr. Birnbaum runs a ticket agency and they were dying to go, so I asked him if he could.
Make 4 girls very happy.
Yeah, and he did.
Huzzah for the Birnbaum.
Hey, Suki, if you got 4 tickets and you and Mom go, then that means...
One for you and 1 for Lane.
Chickadee.
This is going to be a very special night. You know what a very, very special night deserves.
What?
Well... A new outfit.
Mom.
Yes.
No.
What could the problem be?
As I mentioned yesterday, we will be holding a debate next week. Your subject, did Charles I receive a fair trial? The pros will represent the parliament who deemed they had sovereignty, and the cons will represent the monarch and try and prove that the charge against him was not legal. What is fascinating, Mr. Dugray?
Nothing, Miss Caldicott.
Nothing, Mr. Dugray?
My notes. My notes are fascinating, Miss Caldicott.
Yes, they are fascinating, Mr. Dugray. As I was saying, the pro and con teams will each have 2 minutes and 30 seconds for introductions, 6 minutes to debate, 3 minutes for conclusions, and 5 minutes for questions from the audience. The winners shall be decided by a hand count from the rest of the class. Does that sound like fun, Mr. Dugray?
What?
The debate. Does it sound like fun?
Yes, it does.
It does, doesn't it, Mr. Dugray?
Oh, it absolutely does, Miss Caldicott.
More fun than staring at Miss Gilmore's ear?
Yes, Miss Caldicott.
Yeah, I think so, too. Okay, any questions? Good, I'll assign your teams. You, and you, con. You, and you, pro. You, and
like,
you,
think
con.
She...
You.
Excuse me, Miss Caldicott.
Miss Geller?
I wasn't sure who you pointed to just now.
Let's see. You, Miss Lynn, Miss Grant, and Miss Gilmore.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am, but thank you for asking. Okay, you, and you, pro. You and you, con.
So I guess we should make a plan.
To do what?
To work out our debate, Madeline.
Oh, yeah, right. We need a place to work.
My house is out.
Why?
Because it is.
Need a reason.
My mother is having the entire place redone. She wants all evidence of my father out of there. So unless you want to sit on no furniture while watching 3 Harvey Firestein impersonators rip up the carpet and paint everything a ridiculous shade of white and call it Angel's Kiss, then we're going to have to find somebody else's house to go to.
My brother has the measles.
My mom's having an affair.
Well... I guess we could go to my house. I mean, we're having a town rummage sale, so it's kind of a mess, but it's there.
Isn't your house kind of far?
It's 30 minutes away by bus.
Bus? I don't do bus.
Well, if you have a better suggestion.
I'll drive.
Okay, so then tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Fine.
Hey, Paris.
Tristan. Hi.
You know, I was really hoping we'd be in the same group.
You were?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it would make the long hours of studying go by a lot faster. Plus, come on. You and me on the same team. We'd wipe the floor with the others. I guess we'll just have to pair up on something else then, huh?
That would be good.
Yeah, it would. I'll see you later. Bye, Madeline. Bye, Louise.
Well, Tristan suddenly has very big eyes for you, Grandma.
Lucky.
Stop it. He's just being nice.
He should be so nice to me.
And me.
We need to get to class.
Tomorrow.
Wow.
Yep. All 3 of them, huh?
Double, toil and trouble.
Well, it should make for an interesting afternoon.
With the pricking of my thumb, something wicked this way comes.
You're doing very well in that Shakespeare class, aren't you?
Not bad. Good. Thanks.
Okay, so what's the plan? We'll go in and ask her if I can go to a play tomorrow night with you and Lorelai.
A play?
I think that's the safest word. Show or concert would be very bad.
What about saying it's a movie?
Too far from the truth. Almost a lie.
But a play's not a lie?
Well, it's far enough away from the truth that it might work, but close enough to the truth that I think I could negotiate a purgatory stint if forced to.
Play it is. Okay, we're going in.
Are you sure it's an original Queen Anne?
Yes, original.
The joints look wrong.
Joints are fine.
They look new.
Not new. Nothing's new. Whole store's old.
Well, do you have a certificate or a letter that you write saying that it's old?
Yes, I'll write a letter.
Okay. Well, I guess if it's really old, I'll take it.
We appreciate your business.
She just made a sale. Now's a good time. Hi, Mama.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
You look flushed.
I do.
You eat candy?
No.
Donut?
No.
Hostess fruit pie?
No, nothing. I'm fine. Hello, Mrs. Kim.
Rory?
Mama, can I talk to you for a minute?
I'm busy.
I know. I was just wondering if I could go somewhere tomorrow with Rory and her mom.
Tomorrow is church.
This would be after church.
After church, we think about what we heard in church.
Well, I thought I could think about what I heard in church on the way to the show.
Show?
Play. Not show, play. It's a play, Mama.
Tell me about this play. What's it about?
Okay, well, it's about a group of people who own instruments and stand in front of other people holding them.
What?
I'm not sure what it's about. We could find out.
You find out, then we talk.
Excuse me. I'd really like that letter, if you don't mind.
Yes, I'm coming.
How's that purgatory negotiation looking?
Not good.
What do we do now?
I'll ask again later.
Well, call me if you need anything.
Thanks, I will.
If you want coffee, you'll have to wait.
Hey, Luke, someone put a sign for the rummage sale up on your window over there.
You can have decaf right now if you're in a hurry.
You should call the cops about this. I mean, we all know how you feel about public displays of town affection.
Your mom asked me to put it there, okay?
And you said yes?
She's not real good with no.
No, she's not.
For every second you laugh at me, that's 1 second longer you're waiting for coffee.
Sorry, no laughing.
Margaret Atworthy just dropped off 3 boxes of city council potholders and begged me to take her grandson. People are getting crazy, man.
What? What are you wearing?
Hey, we have already argued about the sweatshirt.
Yes, but we have not argued about the hat.
What hat?
The one on your head, Annie Oakley.
It's great, isn't it?
As nice as it is that you're single-handedly trying to rebuild the bridge, you have got to stop buying up other people's junk.
The money goes to charity. I look cute. Case closed. Oh, finally, the coffee cavalry arrives.
What the hell do you think you're wearing?
A hat.
Take that off.
What?
Now, that is not yours. Take it off.
But I'll have hat hair.
I'm talking about the sweatshirt.
Luke, calm down.
That is not yours.
No, I found it in the bags of stuff for the sale.
Oh, so you just find something and you take it? Is that it?
No, I paid for it.
So that makes it all right.
It makes it legal. What is the matter with you?
Nothing. Nothing's the matter.
Luke.
Pour your own coffee.
Just a question. Did anyone in town keep anything?
Doesn't look like it.
I'm never being civic-minded again.
Honey, you're doing a good thing.
Ow!
Suki?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Wave an arm.
Yeah, here.
Okay, I gotcha.
Hold on. Something down here likes me.
Oh!
Yeah. I'm good. Hold on. Oh, please. Yeah.
Jeez, this stuff is like tribbles.
Oh, thank God. Just in time. Grab a bag and move it to the side of the room and be very careful. This pile just tried to eat Suki.
Maybe I should stick it on Paris when she gets here.
Oh my God, that's right. You're studying here today.
Any minute, actually.
Oh, this place is such a pit.
Mom, don't worry about it. They'll come in, they'll make a face, they'll say something snotty, we'll study, they'll leave. I'm just looking forward to this whole day being over. Then I can concentrate on the concert.
Yeah!
Lorelai, sweetheart, would you come outside, please? I want to know where you want me to put these.
Coming, Patty!
Okay, 2 very large porcelain squirrels.
Set them free.
Will do.
Oh, what have you got there?
Okay. Wow. Ha. These are great.
Well, they'll really come in handy when we finally organize that giant marching band we've been talking about.
I danced on these drums at the Copacabana in 1969.
Wow!
Yeah, it was a great act. I wore bananas.
Oh, please, tell me you have a picture of that.
A lot of memories happened on these drums. But I guess it's time to move on.
Yeah, sure. Now you'll finally have room for that enormous tuba you've had your eyes on. Leave these here.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
That was Lane.
Oh, Anne, what's the verdict?
She decided to be stupid and tell her mother the truth, that she wanted to go to a rock concert with us tonight in New York.
Stupid.
Stupid.
I'm so sorry.
I'm making coffee.
Oh.
Well, this looks really familiar.
Oh, that's mine. Or I saw it first, and then I bought it, so it's mine now.
Really? Who brought it in?
I think Luke did, and judging by his very hostile reaction, he obviously wasn't done wearing it yet.
Oh, my. I wonder if...
What?
I bet this was Rachel's.
Oh, my God. Rachel's?
Rachel? Who's Rachel?
Rachel was Luke's very serious girlfriend. It does look like her.
When did Luke have a girlfriend?
Oh, this must have been, what, 5, 6 years ago? Did she break that man's heart? It was terrible.
How did I not know about this?
Honey, you had an 11-year-old kid and you were just moving into this house. Plus, Rachel traveled all the time. She was a photographer.
Archaeologist.
Really?
Or flight attendant.
I can't believe I never even heard about it.
At least I think so.
Well, Luke never talks about it. No one else likes to talk about it because he could probably kill you with that coffee pot if he wanted to.
Wow. Never pictured Luke having a girlfriend. Or a broken heart.
Well, I would keep this hidden if I were you. Well, I gotta be going. Trampoline class at 2.
Bye, Patty.
Bye. Thanks for the drums.
Okay. These all need to be mended.
My room.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Rory, I think your friends are here. She must be one great babysitter to earn enough money for that car.
Let's just get this over with.
Take heart, my dear. Suffer today, party tonight. Hey!
Hi.
Hi.
Come on in.
So did you guys find it okay?
There's no sign on this street.
I know, that's why I told you to turn right at the big rooster statue.
I thought you were kidding.
Oh, no, we never kid about Monty.
Monty?
Monty the Rooster Monty.
Oh.
Monty the Magnificent, actually.
Hey, everybody, this is my mom.
Lorelei.
This is Louise, Madeline, and Paris.
Oh, very good girl group names. Okay, so, sorry about the House of Horrors here. Some crazy lady volunteered to lead this charity thing, and we're trying to get her some help, so make yourselves comfortable. Rory, just yell when you guys want pizza.
Okay.
Okay.
So, do you guys want to work in here or in the kitchen?
Whatever.
Okay.
Okay. So here's how it should go. Madeline will do the introductions, I'll handle the debate. Rory will do the conclusion, and Louise will take questions.
Why do you automatically get to handle the debate?
Because I'm the most experienced at it. Trust me, you want her to handle the debate. She never gives up.
Le pitbull. Okay. So what is all this stuff?
It's for a big town rummage sale.
Like a charity thing?
Yeah. There's this old bridge that's completely falling apart, and the town's trying to save it.
Oh, cool hat.
Put that down. It's used.
Vintage, dear.
Filthy, darling. There's this great store near my therapist's office who has the best vintage clothes. I found an original Poochie top for practically nothing.
Oh, Poochie is very big right now.
Is this a Poochie?
No, that's a Patty.
A Patty?
Miss Patty. She's a dance teacher here. These are some of her old costumes.
I hear Paris. Tristan might like this.
Can we just work, please?
Duh. I would love to have a boyfriend that looks like Tristan.
Your boyfriend's no slouch either.
No, he's not. Oh, yes, 6'2" and feisty. So how's that going? Are you two still Joni Love Chachi?
God, I hope not.
You are still together, aren't you?
Yeah, we're still together.
How long has it been?
I don't know.
You do, too.
About a month.
Oh, lifers.
Hey,
Geez, we have a debate to organize here, and this conversation is quickly veering towards the subject of French kissing and glitter eyeshadow, trashy or trendy. And I, for one, have no intention of being humiliated in front of the whole class because we were forced to study in the middle of a carnival, and you two couldn't keep your eye on the prize. I want to win, and I'm going to win.
So, how good of a kisser is Paul Bunyan anyway?
Okay, does anybody in town have a peg leg?
No.
And these?
So, tell me more about this Rachel.
Why are you so curious?
Well, because apparently everybody in town knows everything about it, and I don't like to be out of the loop.
It's old news.
Yes, but I'm fascinated. I mean, I go to Luke's once a day, sometimes twice. Three times, if Michelle has talked to one of his relatives and his accent has gotten thicker, I feel I should know the whole story. What happened? Where'd she go?
Well, Rachel liked to move around a lot. She was a very adventurous person. She loved to climb things and fling herself off of cliffs and dive into these really tiny lakes and ride big wild horses and fly planes.
So she was Wonder Woman.
She was to Luke. I thought they were going to get married.
What happened?
The rumor is Stars Hollow was too small for her. She wanted to live somewhere more exciting.
But Luke didn't.
I know Luke. He's lived here all his life. He wouldn't even go away to college. I think we're going to have to bury him in that diner.
Wow. Sad.
Yeah. Okay, well, I am done here. I'm going to stop by the inn for a while, and then I'm going to go home, and I'm going to change for the show tonight.
We leave at 6.
I will be here.
Bye.
The actual quotes, so learn them by heart.
What about using note cards?
Note cards look sloppy. We will know our information.
The other teams will use note cards.
And the other teams will lose.
Bye, girls.
Rory, see you tonight.
Bye, Suki.
What's tonight?
Oh, we've got tickets to see the Bangles at the Pastrella Theater.
In New York?
Yeah.
Sounds potentially not boring.
It's gonna be great, actually. And the seats are amazing.
Who are you going with?
My mom and Suki.
You're kidding.
What?
You're going to a concert with your mom.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine doing anything like that with my mom.
Actually, we do stuff like this all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, how old is your mom anyway?
32.
Young. So that means that she had you when she was...
16. She had her when she was 16. We've done the math. Can we just ooh and ah about this quickly and get back to work?
16. I'm 16.
So am I. We're all 16, okay? Everybody in this room is 16.
Paris is right. We should work.
Thank you.
I can't imagine having a baby at 16.
Well, then keep your knees shut.
Very nice.
Do you think your mom is sorry she got pregnant so young?
Of course she is.
Why, thank you.
I didn't mean that. I just meant...
I mean, I don't think that she'd recommend it, but I think she's happy with how things turned out.
I am?
Yes, you are.
Okay, just checking. Hey, I'm starving. Is it pizza time yet?
You guys hungry?
I am.
I can't eat dairy.
Okay, one with cheese, one without. Cokes?
Yes, please.
Me too.
We're never going to finish.
I find your mother completely fascinating.
Funny, so does she.
It's almost more like having a big sister.
And you like her, don't you?
She's my best friend.
Oh, truly, completely fascinating.
Rory, come in here, Seth.
I'll be right back.
Hey, how's it going in there?
Truly, completely fascinating.
Really?
Well, we've basically gotten no work done at all. Paris is having a meltdown, which, by the way, is always fun.
Sounds it.
And, I don't know, we've just been talking.
Well, I think you're actually making some friends here.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. They basically just moved off the plan to dump the pig's blood on me at prom, that's all.
Talking, chatting, no work being done, there's friend potential going on.
Maybe. With Louise and Madeline, at least.
2 out of 3 formerly psychotic enemies. Not bad. There. Pop-Tart appetizers to tide you over until the pizza comes.
Thanks.
Hey, I have kind of a crazy idea.
Those are never comforting words coming from you.
Consider this, okay?
Okay.
Now, we have 4 tickets to the show tonight.
Yes, we do.
What if I give them to you? You take them.
What are you talking about?
Well, it just seems like you guys have kind of a bonding thing going on in there. It might be fun.
But what about you?
No, you and I have bonded already. In fact, if we bond any further, we will be permanently fused together.
You've been talking about this concert since you heard about it.
I can still go.
How?
Suki and I can buy cheap seats when we get there.
These tickets are ninth row aisle, dream seats.
Look, you don't have to do this, but I just think you have 3 years of Chilton ahead of you, and it might be nice to have some friendly type people to talk to there. And I don't know, you guys seem to be getting along. It might be good. And I totally don't mind. I just want to see the show. I don't care from what seat.
You sure?
Completely sure.
Because I...
Oh, ladies! Hey, what are you guys doing tonight?
Why?
Well, we have these really great tickets to see the Bangles at the Pastorella Theater, and Roy thought you might like to come along.
Are you serious?
No way.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys want to.
I would love to go.
Count me in.
Paris? What about you?
I can't.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
Because you're busy doing what?
I have homework.
She'll be there.
Good.
Great.
Oh, he's handy. How great.
And you wear it all the time, right?
Just when she's breathing.
It's a live thing.
Thanks for the contribution.
Okay. Here. Now, with these tickets, you're about to enter sacred space. You will be treading on hallowed ground. You will be walking like an Egyptian.
Mom.
Take them. Oh, you're going to have a great time. The Bangles are the best. They were my favorite group in high school. I almost named you Susanna. The day I found out you had no musical talent at all, saddest day of my life.
Sorry.
Well, you say that now. Here. Okay, these are probably located...
Hi.
Hi.
Can you tell me where these seats are?
Those are right in here.
Oh, good. Girls. Okay, here's the deal. Take your tickets, go to your seats, have the night of a lifetime, bangle it up. The second the concert is over, meet us outside in front of the theater. Got it?
Yes.
Good. Now go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, let's go make our noses bleed.
After you. Which aisle is it?
We're almost there.
I've never sat this close to a stage before. In fact, I've never even really been to a concert before, so I could be sitting in the back and say the same thing.
Keep me here.
Let's go.
Wow, these are amazing seats.
Yes, they are.
What are they looking at?
One guess.
Check it out, we've got fans.
Was I right?
You were right.
And before it's dark, they'll have every picnic basket that's in Jellystone Park.
Do you ever see Everest?
No.
Good movie.
We must be getting close. We're running out of rows.
And 1,000. Okay, we're here.
Great. Okay. This is fine.
Yep. Not bad at all.
What?
What? What is so funny?
These are the worst seats in the entire world.
They are, aren't they?
Oh my god, it's so funny. Don't you think this is funny?
You know I don't.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You need a flamethrower. You get it? A flamethrower? Is it so far?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Bangles!
Thank you.
What? I'm just curious. Was she pretty?
She was pretty.
Like, what kind of pretty?
What do you mean, what kind of pretty?
I mean, like,
was she a Catherine Zeta-Jones kind of pretty, or a Michelle Pfeiffer pretty, or...
She was an Elle McPherson kind of pretty.
Really?
Yep.
It's an intense kind of pretty.
You're not kidding.
I never pictured Luke with an Elle McPherson kind of pretty.
No? Pictured him more with the Lorelai Gilmore kind of pretty?
Oh, the air up here must be very thin because you're delirious.
And you're jealous.
What?
You're jealous of Rachel.
You're accusing me of being jealous of a woman who dumped a man I'm not even interested in 5 years ago?
Yes.
And you don't think that's crazy?
Oh, I do think that's crazy.
Right. I'm not jealous.
Yeah, you are.
Oh my God, he is so gorgeous.
I guess.
Listen, there's a massive party going on right around the corner.
So?
So they invited us.
Who?
Jess and Sean. We've been talking this whole time. They're extremely cool.
Are we going?
Going where?
To the party. There's a concert going on.
But the band won't miss us.
We can't just leave, Louise.
It's America, Rory.
We have to meet my mom after the show.
Oh, come on.
What do you mean, oh, come on? We have to meet my mother after the concert. The band may not miss us, but Lorelai sure will.
These guys are so cute.
Well, that's great, but we're not going anywhere.
What, are you afraid?
Of going out into a strange city with two guys I don't know?
Yeah.
Rory, please.
No. Well, we're going.
No, you're not.
Pear, join, please.
No, thanks.
Fine. Come on, Madeline.
And just what am I supposed to tell my mother?
That you're a very good little girl.
Louise. The party's in a building on the corner of Waverly and First. Try to get away. Madeline. We'll be back by the time the concert's over.
You know, I really like this band. Well?
I couldn't find Mom or Suki anywhere.
So what do we do now?
I guess we just wait here for them to find us.
Okay.
I can't believe Louise and Madeline will just leave like that.
They've done it before.
Nice.
Yeah, well.
Can I ask you a question?
Maybe.
What could you possibly see in Tristan?
You wouldn't understand.
Is it just that he's cute?
Partly.
Because there are a lot of cute guys in the world.
Not like Tristan.
He's just such a jerk.
He's not always a jerk.
No?
No.
Okay. When is he not a jerk?
I've known Tristan a really long time, okay? We've been in the same class since kindergarten.
Really?
Yes. And, well, he has things in his life that are hard. His parents, not so great. We have that in common.
Okay.
He kissed me once.
He did?
Sixth grade. On a dare.
How romantic.
You just don't know him like I do.
Okay, I believe you. I think maybe you could do better.
I know he's flirting with me to get to you. But at least he's flirting with me.
Hey!
There you are.
Think fast. T-shirts for all the girls, because I'm the good witch of the... Hey, are you missing a couple kids?
They left.
Excuse me?
Madeline and Louise met these guys and they...
What guys?
I don't know. They were sitting behind us and they were having a party and...
Oh, unbelievable.
What's going on?
They left.
What?
Let's go. Come on. Move. Leave the house with four girls. I'm coming home with four girls.
Hi. I'm looking for a couple of college boys who might live here or have friends who live here.
I don't talk to anybody. People annoy me.
What? She found him with the blonde again.
She's gonna knock on every door in the entire building, isn't she?
Yep.
Wow.
Hello? Is anyone home?
Hello?
Let's go follow your mother.
I wonder if I was missing if my mom would come looking for me like that.
Paris, you know she would.
Yeah, or at least she'd send somebody.
music.
Let's go.
Mom, that's one of the guys.
Yeah?
Hi, could you move, please?
What?
Thanks. Hey, did you miss me?
Well, I...
Ms. Gilmore, put the cups down. Let's move.
Is there a problem?
Yeah. See those two idiots over there? They're 16. Underage, and I bet you're not. I also bet those big fancy party cups aren't holding lemonade. You really want to end any further conversation with me right now, so just step aside, Skippy. Move your asses. Outside. Now. I am not even going to begin to tell you how completely insane it is to take off with anyone you don't know, or drink things that you don't know what's in them, or act like you have a clue when you don't. But so help me God, if you ever pull a stunt like this again, it will not be around my kid. Do you understand me?
Yes.
Yes.
Good. Now let's go. I can't wait to meet your parents. We have some catching up to do. I think we'll just talk and talk and talk all night long.
You know what? I think this is the best night I've ever had.
I cannot believe I missed it. The concert was amazing.
Forget about the concert. I wanted to see Lorelai pull those idiots out of that guy's apartment.
It definitely was a Kodak moment.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, you didn't wake me up.
I set the clock.
Yes, but see, the clock stops ringing once I throw it against the wall, giving me ample time to fall back to sleep. You, however, never stop yapping no matter how hard I throw you, thus ensuring the whole wake-up process.
I'm going to get a soda. Anybody want anything?
Gum.
Yes. The night of my 14th birthday back so I could write the green hot pant roller disco outfit wrong.
Ugh. Coming right up.
Bye. So, talked to anybody today?
You mean Madeline or Louise or Paris?
Yes.
No.
Right.
Though I bet school tomorrow will be really interesting.
Oh, yes. Stories of Rory's crazy, bangles-obsessed mother ripping open apartment doors, scaring the pointy-haired boys.
Totally uncool, man.
I had to do it, Rory. They could have gotten hurt.
I know.
God, I thought inviting those girls out would make things easier for you at school.
Yeah, well, I've always thought easy is completely overrated.
Oh, that's my twisted girl.
Plus, Paris decided to let me split the debate time with her.
Wow! Wait, why am I wowing?
Because splitting debate time with Paris is like doing that whole spitting in your palm and shaking hands friendship oath thing.
But way less gross.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm glad then. Oh, I'll be right back.
Okay.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
Find anything good?
Oh, yeah, I guess. Refrigerator magnet shaped like sushi for a nickel, so basically I scored.
Oh, good.
Hey, look, about that thing that happened the other day.
Oh, forget it.
Nah, I was a jerk. I didn't mean it.
I know, really.
Yeah, well, I am sorry.
I wanted to give this back to you.
Oh, no, you bought it.
I know, but it's yours, and I didn't know.
Didn't know?
About the former owner.
Oh.
If I had, I wouldn't have flaunted it in front of you like that.
Hey, it's not a big deal. I was having a bad day. That's it. Now I got magnetic sushi. All is right with the world.
Okay, good. So, here. It obviously means something to you.
But you have to let things go eventually, right?
Yeah, but sometimes you need a little something to remind you. I mean, you wouldn't want to forget everything, would you?
No, there was some stuff that I definitely would not want to forget.
So here, so you don't forget.
Thanks. Can I pay you for it?
In coffee, absolutely.
I'm not pining.
I know.
Just remembering.
Got it.
Remembering is not pining.
You're absolutely right.
It's a memento, like restaurant matches.
I can see the resemblance.
Okay, well, good.
Bye, Luke.
Bye.